Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, April 17th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1%. That's how much retail sales dipped in March from the previous month. It was a bigger drop than economists had forecast, though what looks on the surface to be a spending decline isn't exactly what it seems. If you exclude changes in the price of cars and gasoline, sales actually were stronger than anticipated, falling just 0.3%. Sales at gas stations in particular fell 5.5% for the month, which drove much of March's decline. Looking at where consumers are cutting back the most, general merchandise stores took a hit of 3%, and department stores saw a 2.5% dip. Electronic and appliance store sales fell a little over 2%, and spending at clothing and accessory stores also fell. On the flip side, non-store retailers, health and personal care stores, and food services and drinking establishments all saw gains in spending. The next number up is 7 years. That's the last time corporate defaults were at the level they've currently reached. As inflation and rising interest rates hit the global economy, the credit market is one of the first places to get hit. According to S&P Global Ratings, 37 companies failed to make timely interest payments on their secured debt in the first quarter, bringing global corporate default to its highest first quarter total since 2016. The last time there were more defaults was in 2009 during the financial crisis. Corporate default is an important signal of the financial system's health, and if defaults rise significantly from here, that would likely spook investors and impact lenders' behavior. American companies were responsible for nearly two-thirds of recent corporate defaults. Media and entertainment companies, retail, and restaurants had the highest number of defaults, and only 6 of the defaults were due to bankruptcies. More companies have engaged in what's called a distressed debt exchange, in which they ask the debt holders to take a haircut on the principal amount in exchange for moving up in payment priority. So far this year, distressed debt exchanges are responsible for nearly half of the defaults. Our last number is 1,000%. That's how much 33 stocks have rallied in the last decade. Last week, analysts at Bespoke Investment Group released a roundup of stocks that have delivered a return of 10 times their initial purchase price. Tech companies have made up a big share, representing 16 of the stocks on the list. Chipmaker Nvidia Corp is at the top, with a whopping return of 8,333%. EV powerhouse Tesla is the second spot at 6,304%. Followed by Plug Power Inc. at 5,477%. But just because these stocks delivered impressive results in the past doesn't mean you should go all in on them. Bespoke analysts noted that stocks that have already gone up 1,000% over the last 10 years will be very unlikely to repeat the feat in the next decade. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, April 17th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.